I'm going to tell you the story. I was going to save it, but I'm going to tell you now. I have a note in front of me, which is, I was going to tease this story about me yesterday, me and the United Nations.
Right. That's quite a big subject area.
Yeah. And I need to explain the full story as well.
Okay.
So I had a lot of text messages over the past 2 weeks, and a lot that came in after the around the first show that we did, you know, the other Monday. And I've replied to loads, but I've realised there was a good 12, 15 messages I've not actually replied to. Mm. And I really wanted to reply. So yesterday, I'm like, I've got to finally reply to everyone going, sorry. And as I said, I've got an iPhone. So you scroll down to like 2 weeks ago and I find a message and I'll be like, good luck with the show. I hope it goes well. Oh, I heard you today. So I go, oh, thanks. Sorry it's taken me a while to reply. It's been a bit crazy, but really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Yeah, it's all going great. And we must hook up soon. I think you're in London, blah, blah, blah. Let's have a look. Send. Then you go back to your messages, but now you're right at the top. You're at the very top of your list. So you've got to scroll all the way back down again and find it. And I'm like, this is taking me ages. One of the people that I messaged was Richard Curtis.
Yes, the famous man.
Who you may know as the man who invented charity.
Yeah.
So he'd sent me a really lovely message, and so I replied and said, sorry, it's taken me a couple of weeks, but blah, 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 all great. And congratulations to you, because he was working with the United Nations on the Global Goals thing, which you may know about. Mm-hmm. If you don't, Google it and have a little look at Global Goals. They had a big concert in New York the other day, and they're doing a lot of good work. And I said, congratulations to you. That's brilliant. You're doing so much amazing work. You make Bono look like a heartless, rude word.
You're right, okay.
And then he replies and says, yeah, it's been hard work, but it's absolutely worthwhile, and it's brilliant and great, and hopefully see you soon. And I said, well, that would be lovely. Maybe we could have lunch, unless you're too busy hanging out with Ban Ki-moon and Mother Teresa.
Yes.
To which he replies with, don't tell anyone, but turns out Ban Ki-moon is Banksy's cover. He is Secretary General of the United Nations by day and anarchic artist by night.
Wow.
Now, I've had a lot of time on my hands for the past few years, right? As we have discussed many times. So one of the things I'm very good at is photoshopping stuff, like, you know, putting someone else's head on someone else's body or whatever it may be. So I searched for a picture of a graffiti artist. Then I searched for a picture of Ban Ki-moon and tried to put Ban Ki-moon's head on the body of the graffiti artist. And I have to say,
have you done a good job?
I think I've done an amazing job.
Wow.
And so that's the picture there, right? Now, I don't know if Carl Russell can zoom in on a camera. I don't know what the best camera would be to use. But that there...
There you go, he's doing it now.
Okay, so...
Wow.
If you look closely, that's Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, on the body of a graffiti artist. Now that, and I did that in about 5 minutes. I think that's pretty good.
That is good work. It's very impressive. You can't see the join.
Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank you very much. Okay.
Did he appreciate that?
So I sent that to Richard Curtis. This is yesterday afternoon, right? And he replies with, very funny. Have passed straight on to all my United Nations friends. So there is a good chance that people in the United Nations are now passing this picture around of Ban Ki-moon as a graffiti artist. I then said to Richard, could you get Mr. Ki-moon?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people think his name is Ban Ki-moon,
nice.
But it's not. He is Ban Ki-moon.
Ki-moon, that's right.
Did you know that, Pippa?
No, I thought it was spelt Banky.
Like Spanky?
Well, yes.
No, it's Ban and then
so
Ki.
It's Ban Ki-moon.
As in K... Right, okay.
K-I.
K-I.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then Moon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not B-A-N-K-Y.
So I said to Richard, could you ask Mr. Ki-moon to sign that picture for me? What a cool thing to have. And he replied... If you're going to need to zoom in again, Carl Russell Carl. And he replied, if you give him a signed picture of you, I will get him to sign that picture.
Okay.
Right, okay. So Then I made this. And this, so this is, fingers crossed, going to be sent to actual Ban Ki-moon, General Secretary of the United Nations. And it says, to Ban, all the best, Chris Moore's kiss, kiss, kiss. And it's me and you, Dom, Pippa, and Madam Dave Masterman in the Radio X studio.
That is, what a gift for him. Oh. What an nice, incredible gift.
Especially as you're looking so brilliant and the three of us are looking weirdos in the background.
Yeah, Pippa accused me of touching that picture up.
Mm. And did you not?
You look airbrushed.
It's the light. There's massive spotlights everywhere. You've got to stand right under the light.
It's a compliment, really.
Yeah. And then, granted, there's about 9 filters on it. That's that's how I roll. But what a cool thing.
He'll love that gift.
So Ban Ki-moon will be so excited
he
to have...
He really will.
...a digitally signed picture of Chris Moyles and the Chris Moyles Show team.
Wow. Yeah, he will. He'll treasure
it. Let's see how long it takes for him to sign that picture of his head on a graffiti artist's body.
Can you imagine if he does? That would be brilliant.
That would be the funniest
thing
ever.
Be great. You need that hanging in your hallway.
Ban Ki, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, we're waiting for you. Just a little out for the video, just in case they chop that up.
But his first name's Ban.
B-A-N.
So it's Ban.
So you know Ban Fox Hunting? Imagine Ki-moon. They wanted to get rid of Ki-moon. It's very outdated. We don't need it anymore. And quite frankly, some would argue, quite cruel.
We should ban Ki-moon.
Ban Ki-moon. So that's you'll never forget that now.
I got it.
I was disappointed when I found out that, because I thought his name was Banky like Spanky.
Yeah.
And I just like the fact that...
His surname's Moon.
Yeah. And his first name is Banky.
Yeah.
So that was my afternoon yesterday. That was the highlight of my afternoon.
What a random day. Brilliant.
The weird thing is, I'm not on my own as I'm doing this. So at some point during this scenario, Abby goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just sending a picture of Ban Ki-moon as a graffiti artist to Richard Curtis.
Yeah, normal.
And she just goes, standard. Typical afternoon and with us. So what did you do yesterday afternoon, Dom?
I didn't do anything as interesting as that. I had a really long sleep, which is why I feel really awake today. I had about 3.5 hours sleep yesterday
afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, see, that's just greedy.
But I feel a lot better for it.
You know why you did that?
Why?
Because you don't work as hard as anybody else on the show.
That's true. Yeah. That's well, apparently
you know,
so.
Yesterday, what time was this?
About 3 o'clock, I think.
Okay, so while you're doing that, Pippa and Dave are still in the office working on the show.
Yeah, I know.
And I am sitting at home putting pictures
of Ban Ki-moon.
Ban Ki-moon on graffiti artist's body.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am
for
now.
Wasting time.
I am now. Oh, now somebody's gone and ruined it.
What have they done? Ruin what?
The whole Ban Ki-moon thing.
Oh, now what?
They're saying Ban is the surname and Ki-moon is the given name. So his first name isn't Ban.
So he's Ki-moon Ban?
Well, yeah.
Oh, now this is confusing, isn't it? The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. If anybody ever was to ever go in and see the kind of things that I Google...
So his first name's Ki and his surname's Moon Ban?
Well, no.
Oh, no, it's not Moon Ban.
Right. The Secretary General of the United Nations is Ban Ki-moon.
Correct.
Okay, he's the 8th Secretary General.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go in to obviously the oracle of information that is Wikipedia. Apparently he's on LinkedIn.
Is he?
Yeah. Look at that, Ban Ki-moon's on LinkedIn.
Wow. I'm on LinkedIn. I don't understand LinkedIn.
Oh well, you could be pally with Ban Ki-moon maybe if you wanted.
Ki-moon Ban.
Okay, stop it now. I'm going to find out exactly what the deal is. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon biography. This is on the United Nations website.
Well, they should know, shouldn't they?
Yeah. Hey, Nick Ferrari just walked by. He's clever. He'd probably know the answer, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would.
Well, it says Ban Ki-moon. It's the first thing that pops up on his biography. It says Ban Ki-moon is the 8th Secretary General of the United Nations. His priorities have been to mobilise world leaders around a set of new global challenges, from climate change and economic upheaval to pandemics and increasing pressures involving food, energy and water. He's also a dope graffiti artist. That's what it says.
Is that what it says?
Oh. Yeah, that's what it says.
Quick work.
So I think that person who texted in is rubbish. He's talking nonsense.
There's a few saying that, though.
It depends where you're from, I think. like the Western world will pronounce the name one way, because Man City had a player called Sun Ji-hai, but in his home country they pronounce it Ji-hai Sun.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
I think it does depend.
And they have books that start at the back.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if that's massively factually correct.
I don't know. I've always thought that, though.
I have as well.
Is that true?
So if you go to see a movie, right, does it start with, you did it, and then there's a murder?
Yeah, I don't think it works.
And then the all the films are always a letdown, because right at the end, nothing happens. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Does it work like that?
I don't think it works like that. So Ki-moon is his first name.
Right, well, I'm Moyles Chris then.
Yeah.
From now on. In certain parts of the world, does that mean I would be Moyles Chris in certain parts of the world, or...?
I don't think it quite works for us, but maybe.
Well.
So the family name comes first?
Yes.
Right.
So now let's just clarify, Pippa. His name is what?
Moon Banky.
No, don't play that jingle.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. That's my edit point. Moon Banky. No. What? Like, what do we think his first name is, Pippa? Like, in the Western world, what would we call him?
Moon.
No. What? Okay.
We'd call him Ban, wouldn't
we? Stop the music. Yeah, we would call him Ban.
His family name's Ban.
No. No, right, no. So, he's known here and in the Western world as Banky Moon.
Banky Moon, yeah.
Okay. But people have been texting and saying, actually, where he's from, he would probably be Ki-moon Ban. Because so, that's how it is pronounced.
That's right.
So what's his first name?
Well, because it's hyphenated, Ki-moon. So it's either Ki or it's Moon.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's Ki, or it's either Moon. It's Ki-moon Ban.
Right. No!
I'm looking at
I'm not. Am I wrong? Is this. His first name is Ban.
In the Western world.
In the Western world.
And his surname is Ki-moon. So what is his actual surname?
His actual surname is Ban.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so confusing.
He's a Ki-moon. If you were hanging out.
Do you know
with him,
I'm going to call him Jeff.
All right, call him Jeff.
Right, I'm going to get Richard Curtis to put a memo around the UN. From now on, he is just called Jeff. I love our listeners. I always have, and now nothing has changed. In fact, maybe I love them a little bit more. It is 6:55 in the morning. 6:55. If you go to Ban Ki-moon, search Ban Ki-moon, and then go to the Wikipedia page for Ban Ki-moon, it will tell you all about Ban Ki-moon. And now the Wikipedia page, because of one of our audience, says he's a South Korean statesman and politician who is the 8th and current Secretary General of the United Nations. Before becoming Secretary General, Ban was a career diplomat in South Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and in the United Nations. He is also a talented graffiti artist. He entered diplomatic service the year he graduated from university, and then it just goes on.
Brilliant.
As normal. But yes, currently right now, Wikipedia says that Ban Ki-moon was a talented graffiti artist. Sorry, is a talented graffiti artist. I love it. It's so wrong on every level, right? Do you feel a little bit embarrassed that that's what our audience do?
It's the power, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, whoever did that, well done. Fair play to you. Right. Do some ads, and then Dominic is here with the news.